JM and the AM on a Monday morning. We are going to add another cause to our Chesed page, NachumSiegel.com/Chesed for our Nissan Chesed initiative. Michal Friedman is with us live via telephone. An old friend and an associate of Michal's made us aware of an incredible organization entitled Techayenu that is doing one of the things that we are instructed by our holy books to do, which is to take care of widows and orphans. And they've been doing it for a long time, many years, but you can imagine how Israeli almanos, widows, and single mothers need our help now, especially since October the 7th, and especially before the holiday of Pesach. With all that in mind, as we introduce our guest, you can go to causematch.com/techayenu. I'm going to spell it for you in a minute. They're in the middle. Actually, they're at the very start, because this is going until Pesach, until literally Erev Pesach. They're at the very start of a $500,000 fundraising campaign, and we have an opportunity to help them as they help widows and orphans, single mothers, and their families in our community. causematch.com/techayenu, T-E-C-H-A-Y-E-I-N-U, T-E-C-H-A-Y-E-I-N-U. Michal Friedman, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you so very much, Nachum. It's a pleasure and an honor to be at your show. I would also like to thank your listeners. And let me share with you my story and the story of Techayenu, if I may.
Sure.
Techayenu is an organization that was founded in order to help almanas and single mothers at a different level in a different way. You see, there are Baruch Hashem many, many organizations in Klal Yisrael that help single mothers, that help almanas, and it's extremely important. The way most organizations work is that they help them with food, they help them with clothing, and occasionally, and especially now before Yom Tov, before the holidays, with financial support. These widows and these single mothers cannot do without this help. We find, however, that this doesn't do much to change the status quo. And I could almost guarantee you that in a year from now, these same widows, these same single mothers, will need the exact same boxes of potatoes, the frozen chicken, the eggs, and the matzahs and wine, the clothing, and, of course, the monetary help they're getting. Nothing will change because there isn't anything done to change the status quo. Techayenu has a vision to do everything possible in order to change, to break that cycle, and to have them next year be in a much better place. Ultimately, to be functioning, contributing part of society, healthy emotionally, physically, and financially.
I know that this effort concentrates in the area of Netivot and the communities in that section of Israel. Has it gone further than that? Are you helping people really all over Israel at this point?
So we actually started helping 21 communities. Last year, we were helping 21 communities, and we were concentrating on all the weaker communities, on the peripheral communities that have a weaker organization, weaker financial support, almost no kehillas. Typically, the almanas and the single moms that we concentrate on most come from weaker financial background, weaker religious background. Many of them are balas tshuvas that were meiser nefesh in order to come closer to the religion, and therefore they have less of a support. Those are the ones that we concentrate on. Those are the ones that we give them everything possible in order to have them regain their dignity and to come back to financial, emotional, and physical self-sustainability and self support.
Michal Friedman is with us. How many years have you been doing this? Because this is way before anything that happened since the war. Obviously, the needs are much, much greater after Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, but you started this a while ago. How many years are you doing to Chayenu?
So approximately 10 years ago, I started working slowly in mainly in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. We started with a few almanas, and then naturally the needs grow, the requests grow, and we grew larger and larger. Approximately 4 years ago, I came to the realization that an almana and a single mother that lives in the largest cities like Yerushalayim, like Bnei Brak, like Beitar, they will be helped one way or another. They're going to be helped by the neighbors, by the kahilas, by the rabbanim, by the astanim. If you go to Netivot, Opakim in the south, Afula, Naharia, Kiryat Shmona, Tzfat, Tveria, the chances of being helped are much more diminished. Right. And if it's a single mother who is underprivileged and she comes from a weaker background, she is almost non-existent, let alone be helped. Her needs are not known. She lives in a typically more in the outskirts or in a forgotten neighborhood. She will not be helped. And these are the people that we've been searching. Like, we did Bdikas Chametz, and we came up with a list of approximately 420 women who were under the radar screen. Yes, they did get a couple of crumbs before Yom Tov, but that is not enough to get them the help that they very much deserve in order to have them regain the dignity and have them understand that they are not forgotten any longer. My motto is, no almana, no Jewish single mom should ever be left behind.
You're so right. And what a challenge it is for us as a worldwide Jewish community to help widows and orphans in every area, but obviously in Israel, certainly touches our heart even more. The emergency Pesach campaign is on. I don't know what else to add. By the way, if you go to the Cause Match page, everybody, you will see testimonies from almanas, from widows who have been helped by this organization, by Tchayenu, and just how much they appreciate them being there for them, especially now before Yom Tov. And we have an opportunity now in this emergency Pesach campaign to help them get in as much money as possible so they could distribute as much money as possible to the single mothers, the widows in Israel. How do you do this? It's very simple. causematch.com/Techayenu. causematch.com/Techayenu. TECHAYEINU. TECHAYEINU. Michal Friedman, it's maybe I'm putting you in a difficult position, but you have heard from, obviously, from a lot of these beneficiaries, these single mother families over the years. If they were with us right now, what types of things would they be saying? Because I'm assuming that some of them would say that without you guys, they wouldn't have been able to make it through Yom Tov to begin with.
Yes, that is quite true. Let me, if I may,
sure,
if I have your permission to share with you and with your listeners, a phone call that I've just received approximately a minute and a half before we went on the air live.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Techayenu helps with much more with just funds and money. That is just the last car in the train of Techayenu. We're actually helping right now with, I would say, half of the almanas of Netivot and of Akima right now, as we speak, getting the houses cleaned and kashered for Pesach.
Right.
What we did is we got volunteers in of Akim and in Netivot in Ashkelon to we work with very closely with the Rabbanim. The way it works with these smaller cities, smaller communities in the north and the south, that in each city there is one Rav. He is appointed. He has the list of all the single mothers. He's in charge of their well-being. We work closely together. I'm personally on the phone with the Rabbanim of Akim and Netivot approximately 4 times a week, sometimes daily, sometimes bi-daily, in order to get updated on what their needs are. Right now what we're doing is we have dozens and dozens of cleaning crews. These are seminary girls that the seminary girls themselves could use every single dollar that they can get. So we compensate them, and they come to the houses in order to help these single mothers make Pesach. Now, these single mothers, why do they need cleaning help this year more than previous years? The framework is that the right now, the goal of terror and the goal of terrorists is to terrorize people and to keep them in constant trauma and terror.
Yeah, like the enemy just did, like Iran just did a couple of days ago.
Exactly. So when a single mother is in a constant state of terror, because that aspect, the emotional aspect, hasn't been addressed and hasn't been healed and hasn't almost been dealt with in southern Israel. Believe it or not, this is the one big elephant in the room that hasn't been addressed. So we're doing everything possible to address that head on, but on a practical level, which means if there is a single mother, those are the ones that have been abandoned. Those are the ones that haven't been able to evacuate when the rockets were flying. The Hayenu originally started, we came in, and we became a single Tamcha Shabbos organization overnight. What we did is we took some boys from Bnei Barak, from Yerushalayim, that weren't in yeshiva. We rented them cars, and they came in. They were the lifeline for single mothers who couldn't get food, even if they had the money, Right. Because when rockets are flying and you have 29 seconds to get to safety, there's no way, no how you get to the grocery store.
Yep.
The Rabbanim and us worked very closely hand in hand in order to update daily which ones are the single moms that are still there, which ones who have been evacuated. And to the ones that have been left, we brought them food. We got them door-to-door, which is not easy, in five different cities, 175 families. When this, that purpose was not only food, because together with the food came some nash boxes. We got some letters that were written by second graders in Lakewood, and they just wrote them letters that were with you, thinking about you. They wrote it in Hebrew. I'm an Israeli speaking, fluently Israeli speaking, and I also speak obviously English very fluently, which gives me an advantage to be able to be here and to be there at the same time. We have an army of volunteers all over Netivot HaPakim, Ashkelon. Right now it's a situation where it's easy to get volunteers because Mika Amcha Yisrael, everybody, if you just give them a chance, you get the right people, they are very interested in just pulling a hand.
Now everybody wants to do something. That's the bottom line.
Exactly. So in Eretz Yisrael, people do it on a practical level, like the cleaning ladies, like the 40 volunteers that helped us with the clothes drive. We had a clothes drive in the Tivot. We gave them expensive, brand-new clothing, and we had running through volunteers. The idea behind it was that a single mother needs to regain her dignity. If she has nice, good clothing, she has a reason to get up. We gave out on Purim, Mishloach Manos, through our 60 volunteers to 100 single mothers and almanas. The instructions that we gave them were the Mishloach Manos is just an excuse to coming through the door in a dignified way and give.
Very good. That's the way to do it. Make people feel very special that way. I like that.
Right. So we instructed them to come into the house and to cry with them, to listen to their stories, to give them chizek, to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes, right, together with them.
All right, Michal Friedman and I remind everybody, and our friends at Cause Match as well, you know, if Cause Match is involved, that it's a good campaign, to say the least. They've always been amazing for us. That the Emergency Pesach campaign for Techayenu is on. And as Michal just described, this Pesach, they're bringing not only financial help, but emotional assistance as well, in many creative ways and a lot of other things besides just food, and with the eventual goal, of course, of getting everybody back on their feet, which is, of course, the ultimate goal for any responsible organization that's doing the work of Techayenu. So please, give what you can. It's a $500,000 campaign. There's a week left. After all, Erev Pesach is Monday. There's a week left. Let's get them to a nice total, and I hope our listeners, when you go to NahumSiegel.com/chesed, make this one of the causes that you support before Pesach. It's pretty simple. CauseMatch.com/Techayenu. CauseMatch.com/Techayenu. It's TechayEinu. TechayEinu. You know how important Moschitim Kimcha de Pischa is. teach your children this time of year that even they should make sure to set aside something for those in need. I don't think we would say that about any other time of year, but certainly before Pesach, a very important lesson to pass on to the next generation. Michal Friedman, what can I say? A big yasher koach on all your work. I hope the campaign's a great success, and thank you for taking care of those who are in true need in our global Jewish community, but in this case, specifically in the land of Israel.
Thank you very much, Nachum, and thank you very much, you listeners, and thank you very much to all the people that will join us to help the single mothers of Southern Israel. They deserve every single type of help that we can only give them. Thank you very much.
A pleasure, and a chag kosher v'sameach to you. CauseMatch.com/techayenu. CauseMatch.com/techayenu. We're adding this to our Nissan Chesed campaign. NachumSiegel.com/chesed. Again, NachumSiegel.com/chesed. More coming up. It's Monday at JM in the AM.